This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Healthcare and Technology channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Tyler Hayes, founder and CEO of Prime, a digital healthcare record in your pocket. Tyler, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Yeah, good to have you this morning. So first of all, why did you decide to start up Prime?
You know, it was such a no-brainer. I don't think anyone can say they don't know as someone who's got through a health issue in their life before, and I'm no stranger to that myself. I had some family members who went through some chronic illness issues, and we just saw how ridiculous it was that they were trying to aggregate all these health records from all their doctors. And so we just figured, my co-founders and I, let's solve this problem, basically.
Yeah, well, if you would, just kind of tell us what Prime does exactly.
Yeah, of course. Prime is a pretty simple product. Prime is a mobile app that allows anyone to instantly aggregate all their health records from all their doctors right on their phone. So it's really clear cut. It's just a way to get rid of all that paper, all those stacks of paper binders, all those health records from all your hospitals and your clinics, and all those pill bottles you carry around to all your doctors, and then just keep it all on your phone instead, and then that way you have it with you when you need to talk to your doctor or your family members.
You gotta love that. Now, what are some of the challenges people face when trying to access personal health records without Prime?
Yeah, I think this is the thing I was talking about earlier, where I think everyone's faced this at some point or another. I'm sure you're probably no stranger to this. You have some loved ones or some friends who've gone through any sort of health issue at all. And, you know, I think it's maybe not so well known, but 130 million Americans have a chronic illness. So that's a third of the population. And, you know, when you have a chronic illness, you go to a lot of doctors and you go to a lot of facilities and systems. And so your information is really fragmented. You know, it's in all these different silos. And then even if you want to get that information, it takes a while and it's always on paper. So there's really, you know, the core problem, which is you should be able to focus on getting better, but instead you end up focusing on trying to get all your information from all your doctors. So then you can have it when you go to your other doctors. And it's just backwards, basically.
Today we are speaking with Tyler Hayes, founder and CEO of Prime, a digital healthcare record in your pocket here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Tyler, what can our listeners do to take control of their health information, and where can our listeners get the Prime application?
Yeah, it's so simple. You know, it's the basic things you'd think. Just make sure you have your information when you go to your doctors. And even without Prime, there's just those basic things you can do. Make sure you have your information, whether it's on paper or electronically. Make sure especially you know the names of your medications if you're on any medications. Always take notes, because I think we can all, you know, we can all recognize that human memory is certainly fallible. And I think we've all walked out of a doctor's office and thought, oh man, you know, I have already forgotten 50% of what they said. What was it that they said? So, you know, whether it's a phone or on paper or using Prime, you know, Prime basically does all that for you, so it makes it easy. But, you know, everyone can certainly do that even without Prime in a more manual way. And Prime is free itself, so it can be found on the iPhone App Store. You just search for the word Prime, or go to our website, stayinyourprime.com, and we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook and everything.
And lastly, what advice would you give families supporting a loved one with chronic illness?
I think it all comes down to communication, just like any relationship. You know, it's always about communication. So whether you have the information or not about someone's health history at their doctor's when they're going through a chronic condition, the most important thing is going to be communication. So that means you as a family member, you know, make sure you communicate about what's going on to your other family members so they can stay in the know. There's always this unplanned serendipity that can happen about things that you won't know, that they might know, a person they might know, or a doctor they might know. And then, of course, even on the the patient-to-doctor communication level, that's certainly probably the most crucial, is really, really, it can't be said enough, but it is so true. You are absolutely in control of your own health, and you are the person that's responsible for your health. You know, your doctors are there, and they are also very, very smart and talented individuals, but at the end of the day, you know, you should feel empowered about your health. And that's really why we started Prime, is so that people can feel like they can actually walk into the doctor and be confident and speak with accuracy about their health information.
Well, Tyler, certainly has been good to catch up with you. Thanks for what you have created with Prime, and you have yourself a great day.
Thanks. Yeah, you too.
We've been speaking with Tyler Hayes, founder and CEO of Prime, a digital healthcare record in your pocket. And the website of reference is stayinyourprime.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Healthcare and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.